talking with Dr. David Hanscom. He is a spine surgeon and author of a number of books, including Do You Really Need Spine Surgery? And Back in Control as well. You got corona.
Correct. I traveled to Utah. I came down sick with muscle aches, low-grade fever, a little bit of a cough, and just extreme fatigue. And I wasn't going to get tested, but my wife called me off to the doctor. And they got me tested in San Francisco, and it did take 6 days to get the test back. I stayed socially isolated, and the test came back positive. The government keeps saying that the testing is not indicated unless you're really sick or have respiratory symptoms. Common sense is that to solve any problem, you have to define it. So with me personally, I had the test. I was positive. I was sick for 4 days. I have passed a period of time where I am free. So I'm part of what's called herd immunity. In other words, the way any pandemic stops is that enough people become infected and develop antibodies that the virus quits spreading. So what South Korea did this, by the way, by testing, I know, had the disease. I've passed it through it. I'm now part of this herd who has an immunity, at least for this particular phase of the virus epidemic. I'm free to go out into the world. I'm not going to pass the virus to other people. It's a part of the pandemic that's not being emphasized, and we want to prevent the spread. I get it. I'm totally in favor of the lockdowns and things that we're doing, but I'm also in favor of getting people back into circulation so we don't destroy our economy. The way we do this by aggressive testing, if we just took a smallest fraction of the money we're gutting our economy with and just put it into absolute testing, which is not hard to do. We'll manufacture airplanes for war, for goodness sake. So if we just ramped up production now and just kept testing and testing and testing, we would be back out of the thing within probably 4 to 6 weeks and moving forward. So I'm free. I wasn't totally happy I had the coronavirus, obviously. I was bummed out at first, but it turned out to be a gift. I mean, I'm free. My anxiety's down. I feel like I'm back to normal. The only reason I can't get back into society is because society's shut down. But the more of me that gets defined and released into the world, the faster the economy gets put back in place. It's a much better investment of money to actually get people back into the herd or recovery group. Right now, we're in a mass hysteria, but it's also gotten us paralyzed about our thinking about how to solve the problem. So, again, when the government says testing is indicated, that's absolutely wrong. The biggest goal right now for our government is to actually increase the size of the herd with aggressive testing. The public has to demand testing now. They need to quit going to a few private suppliers and just ramp this thing up. It's not a complex car or airplane or machine gun we're building. This is a testing kit.
But doctor, you say that in a pandemic, you've got to minimize the impact of the disease. And aren't we in that phase now before we can start increasing the herd? In other words, different people are on different timetables.
No, it's both at the same time. Because if we don't define the herd, we can't increase it. So right now, as we speak, let's say we've been testing for the last 6 weeks. There's probably 20 to 50 million people that are part of the herd already, but we don't know who they are. One doesn't preclude the other, right? So when they resolve their symptoms, how do they know they're part of the herd or not? Now, again, if we had antibody testing, that would work also. But again, that's how pandemics stop, is because enough people get infected that you can't keep passing the virus along. So again, quarantine's fine, even for healthy people. For sure, people that are vulnerable. And this is a horrible problem. This is a bad, bad respiratory virus. Even if you recover for it, you end up with fibrosis of your lungs, which can cause permanent impairment. You don't want this thing. You just don't want it. So I'm totally in favor of the quarantines. I'm not in favor of just going back to work in the middle of April, whatever we're supposed to do. That would be suicidal. We don't need to do that. We just need to test.
Does that look like it's going to happen?
I think the public can demand it. I mean, it's doable. We don't have to invent the test. It's already there. With the antibody test, it's harder because we don't have the technology yet totally in place and reliable. But we do know that we lost about a month because the testing kits that were sent out were flawed. So we're behind the eight ball. Italy is our future. This is going to be a really horrible conversation in 2 weeks. But also take people like me and get me into circulation, at least keep the economy moving so people also aren't having the problems with the social isolation.
But what about the reinfection? How do we know that you couldn't go out there and get reinfected?
We have to make an empiric decision. In other words, when you go for a drive, there's a certain chance of getting into an accident. I could be one of those people that genetically could get reinfected as possible. But if you didn't have some immunity, pandemics would never stop. You would wipe out the population of the entire planet. Right now, fear of the unknown is brutal. We have a deadly disease. We don't know if we have it or not. So there's always an interaction with another human being. Is this person dangerous or not? Well, what's happened, everybody you interact with now potentially is dangerous.
Yes.
So what does that do to your defense mechanisms? It cranks them right up, which again changes your body's chemistry, which affects your immune system. Paradoxically, you have less chance of surviving if you get the infection.
Let's circle on back then if we could. Now, you've been tested. You have the virus, you're recovered. Would it be irresponsible for you to start going out and about and pick up where you left off with your life? Or what are you going to do feeling the way you feel and knowing what you know?
Once you're part of the herd, it's actually responsible to get back out, go to work. I'm tempted. My wife is discouraging us a little bit, but I could be one of those doctors that goes into the hospital, helps take care of people in the ICU, and not have to wear a mask. I'm fine. I mean, in other words, I'm not going to spread it. I'm not going to get it. So I'm one of those healthcare workers that can get out into the workforce and work without worrying about things. Now, again, if I wasn't tested 2 weeks ago, I would not feel comfortable going out into the community. And so the only reason I'm not getting out more is because there's no place to go. My plea is just define what it is, okay? Just define it. Define the herd. Get people into the herd as quick as possible. Get them out into circulation. That would make a huge difference without people just looking at the news and watching people die every day. Because this is going to get bad. This is going to be like the Vietnam War deaths coming in. I'm not going to be critical of the government right now because all of us are in over our heads. There's been some mistakes along the way. So right now, I mean, people spend a lot of time on the blame game. It doesn't matter. The matter is, what do we do now today to actually move forward, right? If you hold on to the past about things that you should or shouldn't have done, you're tied to the past. What it does, again, from a health standpoint, we know that dividing line between health and not being healthy is forgiveness. There's lots of medical research actually on forgiveness. Forgiveness is actually a very selfish act. You say, look, the person that wronged me is not going to run my life anymore.
Yes.
So right now, the solution right now today is to start testing, testing, testing. Just quit complaining. Just get this done.